Radio Way.
It's time now for our weekly look at the work of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, we've covered a whole lot of services here on this feature, but we're now going to an area people may not really think about in a hospice care, and that's physiotherapy. And I'm joined today by Becky Lewis. So welcome to Radio Way, Becky.
Thank you.
So physiotherapy, what does that entail here at the hospice?
Well, when I first came to work here at the hospice, it was about 13 years ago, then I wasn't sure what the role would involve. But as time goes on, my role is really developing with patients, both in the hospice, in the day units, and at home. And people don't realise that we see a lot of patients in the community. It's not just our 20 inpatient beds.
So the types of physiotherapy treatments that you're offering, what are those?
Well, I am considered a generalist specialist, really, because I have to do a bit of everything, really. I have a huge variety. One day I can be doing lots of respiratory, looking after patients with ventilators and tracheostomy tubes. Another day I can be doing lots of neurophysio, looking after patients with brain tumours or spinal cord lesions. Another day I can be doing orthopaedics. So it really is very, very varied.
So there is a variety there.
Yeah, I never get bored.
Jack of all trades, master of none, as they say. And in terms of the therapies themselves, if we take somebody that maybe needs some physical therapy, is that offered to them?
Yeah, we do exercises, exercise programs, we do some exercise groups. But they are tailored to the patients and their needs and what they can manage. So we often do get referred patients who want to be doing more exercise, but sometimes we actually do a lot of sort of more management type things, pacing them, dealing with fatigue, and maybe just giving advice about when they exercise and how much they exercise.
So how are the patients actually referred to you?
They usually come through our palliative care community teams. Occasionally we do get referrals directly from consultants or from specialist nurses in the hospital, but generally they come through, and once a referral comes to our specialist nurses, it's then open to the whole of the team. So it's great for patients because they can access all of our services.
Right. Now, you mentioned the team. You obviously don't do the physiotherapy on your own, Becky, so how big's the team?
Actually, there's only six of us. We've got a new team member joining, which will be seven. We've got two full-time physiotherapists and a part-time physiotherapist. I've got two part-time occupational therapists who I would say work much more in people's homes and looking at adapting their environments at home, and dealing a lot more with equipment. And then I've got two therapy assistants who are fantastic, lots of supporting roles and lots of linking in with other agencies across Northwest Surrey.
And people that come to the hospice or refer to the hospice, are they surprised that these services are available and offered to them?
They are very surprised. They're very surprised at how we work very closely with the existing NHS services. They're very surprised at how quick we are. We've got a very, very good team here. We don't have long waiting lists, and we can respond quickly to our patients.
And how long is a course of treatment?
Well, that varies. That's the other thing, is that we don't actually discharge our patients as such. So we tend to have involvement, set them up, make sure they've got the equipment they need, liaise with wheelchair services maybe do some exercises. Then when they're managing quite well, we might not see them so frequently. But then if they run into problems, they can come straight back to us and we'll pick them up again.
And they just make a call to you and ask for your service again?
Yep.
That's right. And as we've learnt a lot in this feature, it's not just here in the hospice. Most of your work is out in the community, isn't it?
It is. We cover a big community patch. One of the reasons why I've been really pushing for some more physio staff, because we go right out to Purbrae, up to Bagshot, Egham, and then all the way round to Ashford, Staines, as well as right down here into Woking and Purford as well.
So I hate to ask, but how many patients are you covering in that area?
Oh, I'd have to check the statistics for that.
But it runs into the hundreds, I believe, doesn't it?
That's it? Yeah.
And when you're not doing physiotherapy, what's your way of relaxing, finally, Becky?
Oh, well, I like to walk in the Surrey Hills.
Right.
I like lots of walking, yeah. And I love my guinea pigs as well.
Guinea pigs and
guinea
walking.
Pigs, yeah, they're my therapeutic touch.
Okay, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk. Radio Wales.